Chapter 3 "We exterminated them once," Will said. "We can do it again." A temporary lull in the battle had let each side retreat and regroup. A representative from each animal tribe had arrived for the war council. The deer and wolves, unusually in agreement, wanted to flee north into the wilderness. The cougars urged caution, but their claws were sharp, and they had been spoiling for a fight since Aunt Maddie's husband had been shot in his cougar skin by human hunters. Whale was indifferent, his waters weren't affected. The crows were happy to follow the raven's lead. The other birds perched firmly in the Thunderbird's camp. They wanted to strike hard and fast and rip the very memory of dragons from the face of the world. Halion paced around the council fire in the great room in Kevati Hall.
"And once this batch is gone, you think that'll hold them off forever?"
Curious onlookers crowded in the doorway, and he sought to look each one in the face.
"How much will it cost us? The blood of our warriors? The blood of our children?"
"Peace is not an option," said another Thunderbird. "We must have security."
"There are dragons in every corner of this earth," Halion said. "Our ancestors took out the native population, but at what price?"
"They are soul stealers," Will shouted. "An abomination."
Alice curled away from the revealing light of the fire. She pressed her back against the warmed cedar wall. Inside, a war raged. Brand was a soul stealer, she repeated to herself. His beauty hid a savage truth. The connection she felt burning between them, the certainty that her destiny lay with him, was a lie. She knew it with her head, but her heart wouldn't listen. Her father paced to his seat and threw back another shot of whiskey. He wasn't cut out to be a wartime leader. He liked to make his audience laugh, to take the seriousness of the Thunderbirds and crack it into manageable pieces. Practical jokes, spontaneity, gaiety. These